It's been a problem for years in the medical field, translating proven medical research into patient care. It's so much of a problem that the National Institutes of Health have been issuing some implementation grants, like $3 million to UB, to take all of the research which has gone through the processes for proving safety and efficacy and using them for treatment. Dr. Ranjit Singh is an associate professor of family medicine and vice chair for research in Jacobs Medical School's Family Medicine Department. Dr. Singh says this translation has to be done in a way which doesn't overload doctors.
How do you help doctors to provide better care of their patient in a way that doesn't worsen their burnout, right? And that includes not just the doctors, but the whole team of people taking care of a patient, the nurses' aides, the secretaries. Everyone in an office or in a hospital is under a lot of pressure, when we ask them to do more and more for the patients, it puts them at risk of burnout.
There is just so much medical research flowing onto the scene over the web. The goal is to help doctors and care teams wade through that research and find what they need for their patients. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.